Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Understanding INT4 quantization for transformer models, latency speedup, composability, and failure cases. Authored 2023 by Xiaoxia Wu, Cheng Li, Reza Yazdani Aminabadi, Zi Yao, Yu Shanghi. Abstract: improving the deployment efficiency of transformer-based language models has been challenging given their high computation and memory cost. While INT8 quantization has recently been shown to be effective in reducing both the memory cost and latency while preserving model accuracy, it remains unclear whether we can leverage INT4, which doubles peak hardware throughput, to achieve further latency improvement. In this work, we fully investigate the feasibility of using INT4 quantization for language models, and show that using INT4 introduces no or negligible accuracy degradation for encoder-only and encoder-decoder models, but causes a significant accuracy drop for decoder-only models. To materialize the performance gain using INT4, we develop a highly optimized end-to-end INT4 encoder inference pipeline supporting different quantization strategies. Our INT4 pipeline is 8.5 times faster for latency-oriented scenarios and up to 3x for throughput-oriented scenarios compared to the inference of FP16, and improves the SOTA-BERT INT8 performance from faster transformer by up to 1.7 times. We also provide insights into the failure cases when applying INT4 to decoder-only models, and further explore the compatibility of INT4 quantization with other compression techniques, like pruning and layer reduction. One introduction is pre-trained large language models, LLMs, Vaswani et al., 2017, such as BERT, Tenney et al., 2019, Bart Lewis et al., 2020, and GPT, Radford et al., 2019, require a significant amount of GPU resources to deploy. Compression becomes a common practice to optimize model inference, especially for resource-constrained environments. One of the widely used compression techniques is quantization, where data are stored and manipulated in a lower precision format, such as 8-bit or 4-bit integers instead of 32-bit or 16-bit floating point numbers. It not only reduces the amount of memory required to store the model, but also can leverage the higher GEM computation throughput for lower bit data types on supported GPUs, e.g., peak INT4 tensor core TFLOPS doubles that of INT8 and quadruples that of FP16, to improve inference latency. Note that only quantizing the model weights without computing in lower bit data types, i.e., keeping activation in FP16 or FP32, introduces no latency improvement, or even slower due to type conversion at runtime, but only memory saving. Recent work proposes techniques to apply INT8 quantization, using INT8 computation where both weight and activation are quantized, referred to as W8A8, to all linear layers without introducing accuracy degradation for transformers, Yao et al. 2022, Xiao et al. 2022, Detmers et al. 2022A, B, Li et al. 2022, Kim et al. 2021, Yao et al. 2022, also present an INT8 inference pipeline and show good end-to-end, E2E, performance improvement over FP16 model inference. NVIDIA's faster transformer, NVIDIA, 2023, holds SOTA open source INT8 implementations where aggressive quantization are explored. Mode 1 quantizes the one attention computation beyond linear layers, and Mode 2 further quantizes the residual connection trading off accuracy for latency. While we are advancing W8A8 quantization algorithms and implementations proven to be effective for LLMs, the questions arise: 1. Whether INT4 inference, using INT4 computation where both activation and weight are quantized, referred to as W4A4, is feasible, acceptable accuracy drop for these models, and 2. How it can be leveraged for performance improvement on real hardware. Although W4A4 has been successfully applied to other model types or hardware, e.g., convolution models for image classification with quantization-aware training strategy, Kot, Abdarashidi et al. 2021, there is lack of work on exploring W4A4 for LLM's inference on GPU. Detmers and Zettlemoyer, 2022, show little accuracy loss for LLMs when only model weights are quantized to 4-bit with post-quantization training, PTQ, squared, while the computation is still in FP16 as the activations are not quantized. Wu et al. 2022, prove that even the binary network can result in only a small degradation if applying KOT with knowledge distillation, KD, Hinton et al. 2014, and longer training, but the activations are quantized to INT8, using INT8 computation, not INT4. Tang et al. 2022, are the first to claim to apply W4A4 to BERT for inference with COT and KD. However, their quantization method fails to enable W4A4 for all but only the last two layers in a four-layer tiny BERT model, otherwise causing drastic accuracy drops. Moreover, their E2E INT4 inference lacks implementation details, with conflicting performance numbers when compared to faster transformer, see Appendix C.2. In this work, we aim not only to better understand the accuracy impact of INT4 quantization on common LLMs, but also to materialize and maximize the benefit of using INT4 computation in E2E inference, further improving the SOTA inference performance on LLMs. Specifically, we make the following contributions. We explore the feasibility of W4A4 quantization across popular language model types by leveraging the recent layer-wise knowledge distillation method for quantization. We show that our W4A4 can achieve no accuracy loss for the encoder-only models, BERT, on classification problems, negligible accuracy difference for encoder-decoder models, BART, on summarization tasks, but causes a relatively larger accuracy drop for decoder-only models, GPT, on autoregressive generation tasks. We develop a highly optimized end-to-end encoder model inference pipeline to support INT4 computation. The pipeline is built with modular components supporting different quantization strategies to accommodate latency or throughput-oriented scenarios. Our inference pipeline is up to 3 times faster for latency, throughput-oriented scenarios when compared to Hugging Face FP16 BERT implementation, and improves the SOTA BERT INT8 performance from NVIDIA Faster Transformer by up to 1.7 times. To unveil the causes of larger accuracy drop for decoder-only models, GPT, when using INT4 quantization, we provide an in-depth analysis of layer normalization, pre-training effect, and attention mechanism. Additionally, we study the composability of INT4 quantization with other compression techniques, including pruning and layer reduction, for encoder-related models. We defer additional related work to Appendix A2 model accuracy for INT4 quantization 2.1 quantization algorithms and training quantization. For completeness, we here explain the symmetric and asymmetric quantization algorithms, Yao et al. 2022. Suppose X Euro R and X Euro Road represent respectively a full precision and a quantized vector. The uniform symmetric mapping strategy from X and Zint is X, Sim, S, Clamp, X, S, -2, -1. 2b minus 1 to 1, 2 where clamp restricts the value of its argument to a given range from -26, -1 to the 1st of January 26, b is the number of bits used to represent the quantized value, is the rounding operator, and ser is the scaling factor. For example, s can be computed as the maximum of the absolute elements in the x vector, i.e., s equals max, abs, x. On the other hand, the asymmetric mapping strategy can be expressed as where x0 is used as a reference point, potentially reducing any bias into the asymmetric vector. The scalar s can be computed as s equals max, x, min, x, and x0 equals min, x. Throughout the paper, we always do both weight and activation quantization using the method proposed in Yao et al. 2022. See Appendix B for more details. Knowledge distillation. Knowledge distillation, KD, can greatly improve the performance of quantized transformer models. It trains a smaller quantized model, the student model, by incorporating the knowledge from the larger full precision model, the teacher model. This can be done by training the student model to mimic the behavior of the teacher model on the training dataset, using the output probabilities as a soft target, Hinton et al. 2014, and the hidden states, and/or attention maps, of each transformer layer to align feature maps, Zhao et al. 2019. Wang et al. 2020. Bai et al. 2020. Li et al. 2016a. Wu et al. 2022. 2.2 INT4 quantization for language models. We perform the 4-bit quantization on all linear layers using COT and KD. We use BERT base and BERT large, Tenny et al. 2019, as representatives for encoder-only models and fine-tune them on two largest glue tasks, i.e., QQP, Iyer et al. 2017, and MNLI, Williams et al. 2017, for small accuracy variations. We use GPT-2 and GPT-2 medium, Radford et al. 2019, as representatives for decoder-only models and fine-tune them on three causal generation tasks, i.e., PTB, Marcinkiewicz, 1994, Wikitext 2, and Wikitext 103, Meriti et al. 2017. Finally, We use BART base and BART large as representatives for encoder-decoder models and fine-tune them on two summarization tasks, i.e., CNNDA email, Herman et al., 2015, and XSUM, Narayan et al., 2018. In order to reduce the hyperparameters effect, e.g., the best quantization configuration for BERT may be suboptimal for GPT, we exhaustively search hyperparameters including iterations, learning rate, dropout, quantization groups, clip values, and knowledge distillation terms for each model and choose the best one to report here. We include the experimental details in Appendix C and Table C.1. We present the main results in Table 1 for both symmetric and asymmetric quantizations. We also provide more detailed iterative vs accuracy plots in Figure C.1 on the validation datasets for COT. For symmetric quantization, as can be seen, there is no accuracy degradation for BERT models and negligible drops, 1 point, for BART models, while the 4-bit decoder models, i.e., GPT-2 and GPT-2 medium, show a significant drop in perplexity, is greater than or equal to 1.5 points, compared to the original FP32 models. This suggests that three classification, summarization tasks using encoder-only, encoder-decoder models are much more robust to quantization when compared to auto-regressive generation tasks using decoder-only models. Asymmetric quantization generally improves the accuracy performance over symmetric quantization since it better utilizes the quantization range. One notable thing is that even with a better quantization scheme, i.e., asymmetric quantization, and exhaustive hyperparameter tuning, decoder-only models still have larger quality degradation compared to encoder-only and encoder-decoder models. To provide more insight into why decoder-only models are more sensitive to INT4 quantization, we give a detailed analysis in Section 4. Three highly optimized INT4 encoder inference to materialize and maximize the benefits of using INT4 computation in model inference, we develop a set of custom GPU kernels and an E2E highly optimized pipeline to support inference with INT4, as well as INT8, quantized encoder models. We adopt the system optimizations described in Yao et al., 2022, and Aminabadi et al., 2022, when applicable, and take advantage flash attention, Dao et al., 2022, and the OODA graph, NVIDIA, 2021, to further improve the performance. Moreover, we explore different quantization strategies for latency or throughput-oriented scenarios. The software design and implementation also largely apply to other model types, e.g., GPT decoders if the accuracy drop can be resolved. We conduct the performance experiments on a Lambda A6000 workstation Lambda, 2023, 2x A600,048 GB GPU, 256 GB DRAM, and 2 TB NVMe, with the following software setup: Hugging Face Transformers 4.25.1, NVIDIA Faster Transformer version 5.2.1, PyTorch 1.12.1, CUDA 11.7, and Cutlass version 2.6.0. Currently, INT4 GEM is not supported by CUBLAS, and is only available through Cutlass, NVIDIA, 2017, and we use that to support the INT4 computation in model inference. 3.1. INT4 GEM. INT4 Tensor Core Performance, peak TFLOPS, theoretically doubles INT8 throughput on supported NVIDIA GPUs. However, to achieve the 2x speedup, the GEM input shapes have to be large enough, being compute-intensive. The linear layers that are quantized and computed with INT4 data in the encoder model inference are QKV projection, attention output, MLP intermediate, and MLP output GEM. The GEM shapes, MNK, for these layers are BSXSeq-3HH, BS×SeqH, H, BS×Seq-4HH, and BS×SeqH4H, respectively, where BS and Seq are input batch size and sequence length, and H is the model hidden dimension. These shapes set the upper bound performance improvement we can achieve with INT4 over INT8 GEM for a given model. 4. While INT4 computation introduces performance improvement for the linear layers, there are other major components in between using FP16 data types, e.g., layer normalization, elementwise operations, etc. The E2E inference requires quantizing, dequantizing the activations before, after the lower bit GEM operations. Moreover, the improvement from INT4 and the quantization, dequantization overhead are both model and input dependent. Depending on the deployment scenarios, latency or throughput oriented, the optimal quantization strategies can be different. Thus, maximizing the gain from using INT4 computation requires holistic optimizations of the E2E model inference. The quantization, dequantization of activations are memory-bound operations and introduce non-trivial overhead. Similar to Yao et al. 2022, we fuse the quantization operation for activation with its previous element bias add, JLU, or layer normalization operation into a single GPU kernel, and fuse the dequantization operation with the INT4 GEM kernel to avoid extra data movement to global GPU memory. Since the current PyTorch does not support the INT4 tensor data type yet, we pack INT4 data into INT8 tensors when invoking our customized kernels. 5. Flash attention, Dao et al. 2022, has been shown to largely improve the attention computation performance, especially for large batch sizes and sequence lengths. We integrate flash attention into our inference pipeline to speed up the attention computation, in FP16. CUDA Graph, NVIDIA, 2021, was introduced by NVIDIA to reduce GPU kernel launching overhead. For small batch sizes and short sequence lengths, the kernel launching overhead is non-negligible, thus we enable CUDA Graph in our inference pipeline to minimize such overhead. A model deployment scenario can be either latency-sensitive or throughput-oriented, thus different batch sizes and sequence lengths are used for different cases. As shown in section 3.1, the gain from INT4 is input, decides GEM shapes, dependent. The memory-bound quantization, dequantization operations introduce input-dependent, i.e., the size of activations, overhead as well. Due to the various model sizes, particularly the hidden dimension, H, input shapes, and hardwares, the four linear layers for quantization have different trade-offs between the gain and overhead. For example, for low BS times seek inference with BERT models, quantization of QKV projection, attention output, and MLP output might not result in E2E performance improvement. If so, we can skip the quantization of these three parts in inference. Note that using a higher bit computation data type for a COT model does not degrade the inference accuracy. As such, we develop the four model parts as modular components where quantization can be enabled or disabled separately in the inference pipeline. Different quantization strategies can be applied given a target scenario and hardware. Also, the GEM schedules used in inference are pre-tuned, with Cutlass Profiler, for the best performance in the deployment environment as well. 3.3 end-to-end inference performance results. We measure the E2E BERT model INT4, prefixed with I4, and INT8, prefixed with I8, latency with our inference pipeline and compare it with the Hugging Face FP16 implementation, noted as HFFP16, as well as the SOTA INT8 implementation, noted as FTI8, from NVIDIA Faster Transformer, NVIDIA, 2023. The input batch size and sequence length are selected to cover both latency and throughput-oriented scenarios. We explore different quantization strategies, suffix in name to note what is quantized, with the inference pipeline and show the effectiveness of such tuning. We use symmetric quantization for the BERT models in the experiments as the earlier section shows no accuracy drop and it is faster than asymmetric quantization because of less required computation for bias term. Figure 2a shows the E2E speedup of our INT4 over our INT8 inference when quantizing all four parts. Cross-comparing it TH figure 1 which indicates the upper bound of the E2E INT4 vs INT8 speedup, we can see that the inference pipeline design achieves well the goal of maximizing the performance gain from using INT4 computation. Figure 2b compares our best INT4 inference with the faster transformer INT8, using mode 1 as model 2 trades-off accuracy for better latency, inference. Note that other than the four parts we quantize in our pipeline, faster transformer INT8 also quantizes attention computation while we use FP16 flash attention, see section 3.2. As annotated, the best quantization strategy for BS, seek, 1-32, 1-128, and 8-32, is to only quantize the MLP intermediate GEM, Q3. For larger batch sizes and sequence lengths, the best configuration is to quantize all four parts. We show that our highly optimized INT4 inference improves the SOTA BERT model performance by up to 1.7 times as compared to FPINT8, while model quality maintains. Figure 3 presents the speedup of our inference and faster transformer pipelines over Hugging Face FP16 inference, a common baseline for comparison. Our INT4 inference is up to 8.5 times faster for latency-oriented scenarios and up to 3 times for throughput-oriented scenarios. Note that we focus on maximizing the performance gain from using INT4 computation in this work, thus orthogonal optimizations from faster transformer, e.g., padding removal, or other work are applicable to our INT4 inference design, and can further improve the inference performance. 6.4 failure cases, Understanding the quality degradation of INT4 decoder models for W4A4 GPT models, we have made heavy efforts to tune and distill, but their results are still far away from the FP32 counterparts. In this section, we present several analyses of the causes of such degradation, including 1. Layer normalization, LANE. The position of LANE is different for encoder and decoder models. LANE for BERT and BART happens after each sublayer's residual connection, post-LANE. Vaswani et al. 2017. While LANE for GPT models operates at the beginning of each sublayer before adding to the residual values, pre-LANE. Xiong et al. 2020. Compared to pre-LANE, post-LANE removes the mean and variance shift caused by the residual connection and activation functions, which might make the network more robust. A possible conjecture is that the good quality of INT4 BERT-BART is due to the effect of post-LANE, which thus leads the models to less sensitivity to quantization. 2. Pre-training effect. The activation range for decoder models can vary significantly for different layers and for different linear modules. A possible conjecture that pre-training with a dataset of a large scale, such as billions of examples, may exacerbate this issue by introducing more diversity in the input activations, which could lead to less optimal quantization performance. 3. Attention mechanism. GPT models use causal self-attention mechanism to weight the importance of each word in the input and generate tokens in a sequential manner, autoregressive generation, while BART uses encoder-decoder attention mechanism plus causal self-attention. As such, for the first few generated tokens, BART can still gather information from the encoder-decoder attention, which can potentially reduce the quantization error by averaging attention information, while GPT does not have this ability. 7.2. We take the above FP32 checkpoints and apply COT with KD to obtain the best W4A4 models. The perplexities for W4A4 are 18.66, pre-LN, and 19.79, post-LN, for GPT-2 medium, and 20.46, pre-LN, and 21.73, post-LN, for GPT-2 base. We then calculate the perplexity gaps between the W4A4 and FP32 models. We report the results in Figure 4 of the two perplexity gap curves for W4A4 and FP32 models, depicted by the blue curve of GPT-2 pre-LN and orange curve of GPT-2 post-LN. The overlap phenomenon at the end of the training, respectively, demonstrates that LANE may not directly affect the performance degradation for decoder-only models. Pre-training effect. Despite obtaining negative results on the position of layer normalization, we have identified an intriguing observation in regard to models trained from scratch. Our experiments reveal that the gap between the student and teacher models in terms of perplexity, PPL, is smaller when training from scratch, 20.46 PPL and 18.76 PPL for INT4 and FP32, respectively, as compared to utilizing a pre-trained GPT-2 model, 21.54 PPL for INT4 and 17.46 for FP32. This observation raises questions about the potential negative effect of pre-training in the context of quantization, as the model trained from scratch appears to perform better. To understand this, we compare the position-wise activation range between the fine-tuned models from pre-trained checkpoint and from scratch, referred to as positional activation. This provides a token-level understanding on the quantization range. The results are shown in Figure 5, and it reveals the higher positional activation range of the pre-trained model as compared to the scratch-trained model. This further supports the hypothesis that pre-training on large diverse datasets may lead to a wider range of activation values, and thus may be suboptimal for quantization as compared to models trained from scratch. Attention mechanism. To gain insight into the impact of different attention mechanisms, encoder-decoder attention and causal self-attention, on quantization errors, we conduct a comparison of BART large and GPT-2 medium models. We evaluate the positional perplexity of both FP32 and W4A4 models on the CNNDaily Mail dataset for BART and Wikitext 2 dataset for GPT. The results are depicted in Figure 6. We make the following observations. 8.5 Composability of INT4 quantization. In this section, we examine the composability of W4A4 to identify techniques that can be used to further accelerate INT4 inference. Specifically, we investigate the potential of combining INT4 quantization with other compression techniques, such as pruning and layer reduction. Our study is based on the observation that encoder-related models, such as BERT and BART, demonstrate robustness to W4A4 compression as shown in Table 1. 5.1 Composing semi-structured pruning with INT4. We focus on combining semi-structured pruning with W4A4. Specifically, we investigate the semi-structured sparsity called PAIR, N. M, which allows for accelerated execution on NVIDIA Ampere GPUs, Mishra et al. 2021, Holmes et al. 2022. Pair, N, M, sparsity structure means that there are N0 entries for every M elements. We take BERT base as an example, as quantization-aware training with knowledge distillation for W4A4 models has been shown to lead to better accuracy than its FP32 counterpart. We follow the training recipe described in Wu et al. 2022. 9 algorithm design order between pruning and INT4. When combining the two compression techniques, pruning and quantization, a natural question would be the ordering in the forward pass of the two. Should we put quantization in front of pruning, e.g. quant, prune, W, or P equals greater than Q, or vice versa, e.g. prune, quant, W, or Q equals greater than P? To understand this, we fine-tune on MNLI with different training epochs using simplest pruning method, Han et al., 2015-2016. Pruning method prunes those small absolute value to be zero while keeping those large weight value untouched. The pruning mask is determined by the absolute value of the weight matrix of the teacher models and it remains fixed throughout the training. We plot the accuracy on the validation dataset in figure 7. As can be seen, for shorter training time, P equals greater than Q is better than Q equals greater than P. However, the benefits of P equals greater than Q start to diminish as we increase the training epochs. Overall, it is generally recommended to perform pruning before quantization, because pruning removes unnecessary weights from the model. As such, it can help mitigate the loss of precision caused by quantization and make the quantization process more effective. With the decision to use the pruning quantization order, we trained an INT4 BERT base model with both 50% and 75% sparsity and reported the best validation results in Table 2. We found that a 75% sparsity level results in an accuracy drop of 0.79, 1.6 for the MNLI meter per millimeter tasks. Therefore, if maintaining high accuracy is a priority, using a 50% sparsity level for W4A4 models is recommended. In the appendix, we also present the results of applying 50% sparsity to W4A4 models for 8 GLU tasks and confirm that the average GLU scores are similar to those of the original FP32 models. 5.2 Composing layer reduction with quantization reducing the depth of a model, also known as layer reduction, is a more straightforward method to improve inference latency as it requires no modifications to the single layer implementation, e.g. GPU kernels. However, it should be noted that these layer-reduced models may not be able to capture the same level of complexity or learn the same representations as the original models. To understand the compatibility of layer reduction and quantization as well as the trade-off between model depth and quality, we performed detailed study on an encoder-decoder model. 10 Our implementation of layer reduction strategies and fine-tuning recipes follows the work in Li et al. 2022-4. However, there are two key differences. 1. Our quantization algorithm, described in section 2.1, differs from the one used in Li et al. 2022.5.2, while Li et al. 2022 uses 8-bit activations, we trained our model with 4-bit activations. More encoder or more decoder? When applying layer reduction for encoder-decoder model, we need to decide the number of encoder and decoder layers. For example, when the depth is fixed at 4 layers, should we have more encoder layers, 3 encoder and 1 decoder? More decoder layers, 1 encoder and 3 decoder, or an equal number of layers for both, 2 encoder and 2 decoder. We investigate different scenarios of X encoder and Y decoder layers, where X plus Y euro, 9, 7, and X euro, 6, 5, 4, 3, for the case of X plus Y equals 9, and X euro, 3, 2, 1, for the case of X plus Y equals 4. We train our models for 10 epochs with a fixed random seed and a learning rate of 5e-5. The results are reported in Table 3. A comparison of the results within the same depth, i.e., 9, 7, and 4, reveals that it is beneficial to have more encoder layers than decoder layers, and that the decoder layers should be greater than 1. Particularly, our experiments demonstrate that the performance of a 9-layer W4A4 BART model, with 6 encoder layers and 3 decoder layers, can be maintained at an acceptable level, which is only 0.6 lower than the 12-layer INT4 on the CNN Daily Mail dataset. This represents a potential latency improvement of about 50% for the decoder part while experiencing a minor accuracy drop. Summary: we demonstrate that it is possible to combine INT4 quantization with other compression techniques, like composing INT4 and 50% Ampere structure sparsity with Aronin 0.5 GLU points degradation and composing INT4 and 25% layer reduction without causing much degradation on summarization tasks. fully investing the composability of quantization and other methods is beyond the scope of our paper, and we leave it as future work. 6. Conclusions. Improving the inference efficiency of language models has been increasingly critical given their growing adoption but high compute resource requirements. While quantization techniques enabling INT8 computation on these language models have been well explored recently, how to fully unlock the INT4 computation power of GPU is an emerging and unanswered question. In this work, we thoroughly investigate the feasibility of applying INT4 quantization to language models, and our INT4 encoder inference pipeline shows an up to 1.7 times latency improvement over SOTA INT8 inference. We also provide an in-depth analysis of the accuracy drop for decoder models when using INT4 quantization, and study the composability of INT4 quantization for encoder-related model with other compression techniques. 11. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.